Pat, fantastic to see you here, but it's fantastic to see you. Might be part of the fun and games down there as part of the Silver Foxes in Narrabri on Saturday the 10th of September there at the home of the Sandhurst Narrabri Blue Boys Dingo Rugby Club.
You know, I think it's been great to see club rugby back on the scene, especially back here at North Sydney Oval today. But in regards to the Silver Foxes, you know, it's looking terrific. There's a good core group of players that look like they're going to go down and look to have a bit of fun and play some good rugby and enjoy and help out the local communities with the rugby.
It's one of those things. Now we do have the Bill Cook Cup, and the emotional thing, of course, is club rugby. It's a big deal. We all get it, but we've got to continue to be competitive in a world where the top 14 clubs, Aviva Premiership has just got a $20 million salary cap for each of their years for the next couple as well.
Yeah, you know, it's club rugby is still part of the Australian rugby framework and everything, but definitely we needed to try and build that gap. And, you know, they seem to be trying with the new NRC, the Bill Corp NRC competition, which, you know, that's why it's there, to help build that bridge and promote and give the younger blokes that opportunity at the next step.
Played a fair bit of rugby with Randwick, and then you moved on to the ACT Brumbies for about 50 or 60 caps. How was it to play down there at the Brumbies and work behind such a fantastic bloke in George Gregan, who made it really hard for you to start games?
Yeah, he certainly did, but in saying that, he helped out me immensely in the way I sort of wanted to play, and that was a good thing and the big attraction of going down to the Brumbies. You know, you sit behind blokes like that, you do your trade, you learn your tricks, and you learn and you evolve from it. And when you get the opportunity, it's just a matter of making the most of it and putting the performance out. But I had the opportunity to go down there. It was quite an easy decision, and had 8 terrific long years down there, and I hold the Brumbies quite close to my heart, really. And also back then, they had a great relationship with Randwick. You know, a lot of the players used to head down there, your Owen Finnegans, your Jimmy Holbeck. It was great, and it was an experience that, you know, I look back at it and I think I was quite fortunate to get the opportunity. And even though I did sit behind George for a while, it's one of those things that you sort of say, you know, as you get older, you reflect on, you say, what an amazing opportunity.
We had to carry your brother-in-law, that Owen Finnegan fella, and also you moved on and played with London Irish. Tell us a little bit about the experiences of playing in what is now the Aviva Premiership and at the Majiski as well.
Yeah, it was terrific. You know, for me, it was another opportunity I wanted to test myself. I'd heard a lot about the Northern Hemisphere rugby and how it was played over there, and I was lucky enough to get the opportunity. I had a few games with our season with Leicester as well over there, and you know, it was really a challenge. Like I had to upskill myself in terms of kicking accuracy, passing accuracy. It really was a different game over there, and they play sort of different seasons. At the start of the season, it's a dry track. You can throw it around a bit, play that expansive game. Then for the bulk of the season, it's really a forward orientated and dominant game, and it's just about possession and, you know, tactics and where playing in the right parts of the field. And then it dries up again towards the end. I was grateful again, had the opportunity to go over there with my family, see a bit of the world, and also challenge myself with a new style of rug kind of thing. It was a terrific opportunity I got to do, and you know, one I'd recommend for players. If it comes around, that it would be an opportunity I think they'd have to take up.
Finally, what do you do for a cross now that you've retired? And when you retired, even though you continually got your eye in there with Randwick, was there a bit of a hole in your heart or in your head or in your rugby sort of journey?
That would explain me coming back to Randwick and playing. You know, you can't get rid of that itch forever, and when you play rugby for so long, it becomes a part of you, and not only you but for your family to go down and watch the games. And that's why I wanted to get back down with Randwick and could you over on the enjoyment side of Randwick. You know, you're sort of Saley's still around and everyone else who's been there from the start, and it's about giving back to the game a little bit. But I'm still quite fortunate. I'm working with the Rugby Union Players Associations. You know, I've sort of landed on my feet there a little bit. I'm still around rugby and everything, and for me, playing professional rugby, I saw the benefits of what Rupert gave to the professional players. Be able to promote that and help out the blokes that are in those situations now, you know, it was an easy decision for me to fall into that role, really.
Pat, thank you for your time. We wish you all the best.